what's your feeling about country music, specifically Tim McGraw? Is he one of your guys? Are you a fan? I mean, he's an icon. He's such a huge artist that it's hard to have a negative opinion about him. But are you like a huge fan, a little bit of a fan? How do you feel about him?
I couldn't name one of his songs. I don't know anything about him. Isn't he married to like some hot blonde? He's an actor. I know that. He's been in movies where he's acted. I think he was in Blindside. But no, wow. I don't know him as a singer. I have no idea.
Okay, I see what you're saying. But it's interesting that you know him. You know that he's married to some blonde whose name is Faith Hill, who, in my opinion, is a bigger star than he is because
I don't think now. I think he is the bigger star.
Okay, yeah. Now he is, but right. At one point she was the bigger star, especially because she wasn't just a star in country. She was also a star in pop. A lot of her songs made it to top 40. So she had some major crossover love from everybody. So, he is an actor. I can't believe you knew that. I'm impressed.
And he did a song with Nelly that we played.
Oh, yeah.
On the air one time. So I know him from the Nelly song. And from the movie Blindside. But because every time you see him, you're like, oh, that's Tim McGraw without a hat when he acts. That's what he really looks like. So, no, I don't know one of his songs.
So he's having a rough time of it right now. He's on tour. He was performing and he forgot the words not just once, but twice to two separate songs. Mm-hmm. And I've been there before. I don't know if that you ever experienced that where there's an artist and they're singing the wrong verse or the wrong lyric or they've forgotten lyrics. That I feel like that happens a lot more than you would think.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen artists where they're singing the right song, but they're singing the wrong verse. Mm-hmm. So like, let's say there's like three or four verses. They sing the second verse third and the third verse second. Like they, and they'll even say like, I screwed up.
Right. It's like Billy Joel, when he does scenes from an Italian restaurant, he doesn't know which one to start with, a bottle of red or a bottle of white. If he can figure that out, if he can figure the first line is a bottle of white, a bottle of red, then he can continue the song. So he can't even remember.
It must be hard for Billy Joel when he gets to We Didn't Start the Fire. There's a lot to remember in that song.
Same thing with that song. If he can remember the first lyric to the song, he can remember the whole song.
Right.
But if he can't remember that the first Doris Day or whatever the hell it starts with.
Joseph Stalin, Nasser, Rockefeller. Oh, damn.
Yeah, I don't know what the beginning was. But if it's Doris Day, then he can go on. But if he can't remember Doris Day, he's screwed. That's what he says.
The beginning is Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray. Yeah, and then that's it. Then I'm out. That's all I know.
But he's good after Harry Truman. Just tell him Harry Truman and he's good.
Right. Well, see, okay. And Billy Joel is much older than Tim McGraw. So who's 54 and Billy Joel is the 70, 80, 90, 54.
70 something.
And he seems to remember all the lyrics to We Didn't Start the Fire, yet Tim McGraw couldn't remember the lyrics to like two of his most popular songs. And fans were not having it. So first, we'll give you a little taste of Tim McGraw forgetting the lyrics. So far, so good. Nope, not quite. Don't stop singing. Keep going. Okay, so what he's doing now, what happens is there are people heckling him. There's people that are standing right in front of him and they're getting really angry. And they're like, dude, and they're yelling the lyrics at him and they're yelling nasty things at him because they paid a lot of money to see him. It's like, sing your damn song.
That's
part of
the show, though. He forgot the lyrics. That makes it a cool show.
But he does it again. But okay, it makes it a cool show, but he comes into the audience and starts screaming at the hecklers. Like he gets into it like with the hecklers, and the security comes out. It becomes this big thing. It's like, dude, stay on stage, you know, just do your thing. So this girl has gone viral because she is holding up her camera and she is yelling one thing in particular over and over, which
you messed up. Yeah, I need you to remind me I forgot the lyrics. I know. I forgot. My hand's too tight.
But she's like, do the show.
It's been a long time because of COVID. He hasn't been on the road in a long time. He's not used to singing.
I know, but you're missing the beauty of all of this. So what I did is I isolated just her, because she is what's gone viral about this video. I understand that you're trying to defend him and suddenly you're a Tim McGraw fan, but I isolated her because she is what's more interesting at this point. She is the thing that everybody is talking about.
Do the show.
Finally. So yeah, she's getting upset because he's busy yelling at some other audience members. And it's like, I don't care about those audience members. I paid not for you to yell at people.
Do the show.
Do the show. Yeah, I thought you'd like that. So he forgets the lyrics again, another song, and then finally realizes that he needs to address this because there's enough people heckling him. There's people who don't understand what's going on. And then she's back there yelling, do the show. He doesn't need that anymore. So he has decided to explain to the audience what the heck is up with him.
I'm not going through a midlife crisis. I don't know how many of y'all know this, but we're shooting a film from 1883.
Yeah.
And so I have to dye my beard for this film. So it's not a midlife. The jeans might be a midlife crisis.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But not the beard.
But we're not, you know, we don't care about your beard. Why are you forgetting the lyrics? I paid money for this ticket. Shot.
Oh, 48 hours straight for two mm-hmm. days.
Let's get an excuse.
And we showed uh-huh. up to do a show for you guys tonight. Do the show!
No, because you want the money. Thank yeah, God you me. Love me.
So, I see Audie loves you.
Do the show! Do the show!
Audie is my son.
He's still talking.
Show 1883. I don't know if do that's what that show! Means.
One of the actors from the movie he's shooting is there, and he has to acknowledge him for some reason. Do the show.
Do the show. I don't care that you're doing a movie. What do I care?
I'm shooting a movie.
Do the show.
And I'm working with my wife.
Oh, okay.
Bring your wife out. Do the show.
Let her sing.
So there are a lot of variables in that situation. So if I forget the words, sing along with me and help me out.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Are you paying me to sing? Am I the one that's getting paid millions of dollars to be on tour? I don't get it.
I could have done this in the shower without you.
Right.
So I am fine singing the song in the shower, but no. Do the show.
So his audience is really divided because, like, the Uber fans are like, you know, I understand he's doing the movie, he's got a lot going on, you know, his wife is there and stuff, he's really, you know, he's tired, it's okay, I understand, mm-hmm. not really getting a lot of sleep, it's okay. But then other people, normal people, who are like, yeah, sorry, you're a millionaire. We non-millionaires who paid way too much money for this ticket, we don't give a shit that you're shooting a movie, that you're making more money. Good
right.
for you. You know, I'm here to see you do the showa.
Showa, yeah.
I'm not here for excuses. Like, remember your lyrics. Get some sleep.
Mm-hmm.
you know, obviously this is not your priority. Clearly, if they were shooting a movie, you should have said, listen, I'd love to do a movie, but I'm on tour and I can't, I'm 54. I can't really divide my energy because I'm going to get on, I'm going to give them a crappy show. I'm going to charge them the same price, mm-hmm. but I'm going to give them a crappy show. So can we postpone the movie, or maybe like the days we're shooting, I won't be on tour. Can you, I mean, as somebody who has only done background work and extra work on film, I will tell you, it's a long day for me. And I'm just standing in the background, walking around. I can't imagine how tiring it is for the actors. You know, they have to be there at, you know, with the sun up, coming up, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of work and it's a long day. It's a lot of standing around, a lot of shooting. The lights are hot. It's hard. And you're exhausted at the end of it. Then he's got to get on stage and perform and do the showa.
No, but he's not doing the showa. He's forgetting the lyrics. So what he should have done is said, hey, we're going to shoot a movie. If you want to stay after the showa, then we can shoot the movie. But now I'm going to give you the concert.
Right, exactly.
That you paid for.
Right. I would want my money back because there's no other industry that you can use an excuse. Do you know what I mean? Like, can you imagine if you and I showed up to a radio station and said, oh, you know, last night we decided we got a TV gig and we were shooting TV all night long. Sorry that we're too tired to do our showa. It's like, no, your showa is how you became famous and that's your priority. So music is the priority. Acting is not. This is one of those scenarios that either you're an actor or a musician. You cannot do both.
Right. If we had to give back money because the show sucked that day, the showa sucked, we would have been owing the stations money probably right. at the end of the week.
Yep. Yeah. And we're not going to do that because for us, radio was always the priority.
Right.
We got a good night's sleep. In fact, we got in trouble because they wanted us to do other stuff that was going to keep us. I just found an email where they were doing a concert and they wanted us to introduce the band, which is great because the band goes on at, you know, 8 or whatever, but they want us to stay afterwards and do more stuff with the band. And that wasn't going to be till 10:30 at night.
And we were going to start. No.
And we said, you know, be awesome if it was a Friday or a Saturday, but you're doing this on a Wednesday. And I don't know if you know, but tomorrow morning we have to do the showa.
Right. And you don't have to wake up. You can wake up at 9 after we're done, but no, right. We have to wake up. We don't have the excuse to call in and say, we're going to be an hour late today.
No, not even call in. Remember, they didn't have to come in until 10 the next morning because everybody was there late the night before.
Yeah, they had an excuse. Not us. We have to come in at the same time.
Right. So when we said, listen, I'm sorry, the radio show is the priority, not hosting one band that, you know, 300 people are going to see. I mean, that'd be awesome. It's good that you're letting us intro them, but then we got to split and go home and go to sleep.
We got 5 million people to talk to, not 300. I don't care about the 300. I care about the 5 million. So,
and the program director, who rightfully just got fired, his response was, "Don't you care about this station? I'm the one who cares about the station, which is why I'm showing up tomorrow morning at the station, not at the concert. If you want to be a concert venue, then go be a concert venue and hire people who do concerts. We do radio. We're going to be at the radio station tomorrow morning. I don't know where you're going to be.
You're going to be asleep.